Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thursday, mailbag day. Your cards and letters have been pouring in, and we like to share them with our vast listening audience on Thursday because that's what we do.
Because we care, Mike.
That's what we do.
We care desperately, and we know that the overwhelming majority of you love this segment.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Recent statistics say in excess of 97.5%.
And that's a silent majority.
Adore this bit.
By the way, it's funny you mentioned percentages because percentages will be very significant in news you may not need this,
really?
This afternoon. This morning, this afternoon, afternoon.
Whenever you're listening to this show.
Whenever you're listening to the show. They will be significant, and so there's a little tease ahead. We have the mailbag. We're going to get right to it, but before I did that, we were chatting before, and the subject of self-satisfaction came up. The M word.
Can't get no satisfaction.
There was a bumper sticker on a car that may be the funniest bumper sticker I've ever seen. And it was brilliant in its comedy, brilliant in its simplicity. And I'm driving along and I'm watching, you know, you see so much stuff that says, like, for example, coexist.
Sure.
You know, you see,
what does that mean,
watch for motorcycles. You see the mundane all the time.
Yes.
It's the first time ever. And by the way, Michael was in the car with Mrs. O'Mara and I, and it was a tense environment. He's been a handful, and he was being his handfuliest. And we picked him up from school, and he was he napped, like, right, just crapped out because he's so gassed,
right?
He's so completely exhausted, and he had awakened from that nap and was just meh meh meh. And we were tense and all, and we saw this bumper sticker on the car, and it kind of broke the mood. To say
that's
the very
excellent.
Least.
That's
and
excellent.
What's great, though, is because Carl and I were kind of picking at each other, and you know when that happens, and then you look over, and we see this bumper sticker directly in front of us, and we can't help it. And I look over at her, and she's looking down, and on the, it was like a beat-up Taurus. Is there such thing as a Taurus station wagon?
Yes.
Do they have those?
Yes.
Do they serve that here, Brad?
Do they serve that? Do they teach you that here?
Mobile.
Yeah, it is a mom mobile.
And it said, I can use the word, it's a podcast, if you want to bleep it out, but I don't think you have to. A blue background with white letters, as big as you could see, I masturbate. And I couldn't help myself. I started laughing. You can't ignore it.
No, that's
great. You
can't
not laugh at it. It was brilliant.
Who was driving?
A bald guy, probably in his early 30s.
So he does.
That was oblivious to it. You know, it's not like I expected a guy might be in the driver's seat that was like grinning at everybody going, aren't I funny? No, he was funny a long time ago. He just put it there because he doesn't
care.
Which made it even funnier.
Maybe it's his wife's car.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I never thought.
However, now I see that bumper sticker, I'm envisioning it in my mind. Do you think that's something you could get at the Apple store?
Oh, no.
The
iMasturbate. That bumper sticker is exclusively at South of the Border.
Yeah, right. It's a big one. Right. That and postcards, five for 15 cents.
I've never seen too many outside of Spencer or South of the Border. I haven't seen too many really egregious bumper stickers in my lifetime.
Spencer Gifts, though, is
egregious.
Egregious.
Yes.
Mike, that is a very over-the-top Irish
I'm
person.
I'm going to offend you. I'm going to offend you by slapping you right in the face with my commentary. I'm egregious.
Seamus egregious.
Seamus egregious. That's an egregious comment right there.
Yeah, I've never seen any of them. Maybe because people don't use bumper stickers anymore.
No,
except for like once in a while, right?
People wear t-shirts. Carla's wearing her Resist t-shirt today. And she said, what if somebody calls me? And I said, look him in the eye and say you have a sugar problem.
You know what I hate about bumper stickers? And you see it a lot now, particularly with sort of ones that will be inconsequential after an election.
I hate the honor
student
ones.
people that tape bumper stickers to the inside of their window because you're not committing to it.
You can stick a bumper sticker on the glass. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Sure, and then razor it off if you need to get it off.
I'm a big bumper sticker glass person, but no, don't put it on with scotch tape so the sun bakes it and it's like peeling off. You know, where's your eye masturbate
that's,
then? You know,
that's I mean, what I on, do with my parking permit for the city.
Yeah.
I tape it on. I tape it on because I don't want it on my car.
Yeah. But that's like something you don't want on your car.
Okay.
If you're putting a bumper sticker up there, it's different. Don't you think it's different?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're putting like a mandatory by law sticker, then then you put it on with duct tape. I don't care. But
a
if you're
permit.
Putting a bumper sticker, you know, come on.
I wonder why after all these years the adhesive that goes on these stickers, these bumper stickers.
Did you say adhesive?
Adhesive.
Oh, adhesive.
And like why that adhesive doesn't just like peel off like all these tools that they sell in the store for the walls, right? They're, like if you want to hang a poster.
Or like a 3M
walls,
product.
Yeah, 3M
or
product.
You know what? Like a color form too that it just sticks until you peel it off without any adhesive.
Yeah.
You could go into a room and spend probably the better part of a weekend coming up with things that you would think would be modernized due to current technological situations in this country, but they would surprise you. I mean, I can't come up with any off the top of my head, but I guarantee if you thought about something that is like,
oh, I know one.
Why isn't that improved?
A can opener is still the same that it's been for 1,000 years, and it's still gross.
But that's not
and
true.
Disgusting.
That's not true. Though.
But shouldn't you have come up with something for a can opener that doesn't leave gunk
all
over the thing?
You have, for example, soup. You can get the traditional soup that you have to put in the machine to open it. But you also have many, many soups now where you have just the crack and peel.
Yeah, but you're taking the onus off big can and putting it on big soup. Why so?
It's also important to note that certain bumper stickers are probably regional. Like the I Masturbate's probably just central Southwest Florida.
Yeah.
Right. But Pony just texted me a bumper sticker that's in his neighborhood, and he lives just north of Manassas.
His neighborhood? I think it's in his bedroom.
You just sent me a text. You didn't hear the ding, did you? Huh?
No.
You're all set.
You're a professional.
That's a great T-shirt.
So for those of you out there, Pony sent us, because he's a creep, a picture that he says.
Is this Pony?
I'm the creep. No, this guy's the Pony? Creep.
Is in his neighborhood.
Well, hold on. Who authored this hello tie.
Pony sent it to me. He said, this is a bumper sticker that's in my neighborhood.
On a Jeep in my neighborhood.
This is on a Jeep in my
His
neighborhood.
His license plate is Rub One Out. The guy is a douchebag.
See, that's not funny. That's not funny. Rub One Out wouldn't make me laugh because you're making a you're using the
no. It would
the
make me.
It
would make me hide my children. Is what
right.
I'm
no.
Sure.
But if you had one that just said that, it's so silly. It's so funny. That made us laugh.
Both of
it
them
really
scream sexual predator.
Yeah.
Both
sign
of them
in the yard.
Do that.
And the hello Tata is not something that I would.
No.
That before. With a license plate that has been legally made for that state.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm
yes.
really shocked that they allowed that.
Me too.
Right.
You know, my mom's nickname, her grandmother nickname, because her name is Sharon, the way that Julia said Sharon when she was little was Shesho.
Mm-hmm.
So her license plate says Shesho, and she had to file a waiver with the state because they thought it was Shay's Ho. They thought it was like some sort of horror reference. I said, this is my mother.
Shesho?
Yeah, Shesho is what the kids call it.
No, Shesho was the Japanese intern that I had an affair with at American University. Shesho? Show me that thing you do again. I'm sorry. Anyway, it's enough
Go
about
Eagles.
Us. It's not about us. It's about you, ladies and gentlemen. That's because we have the mailbag in my hot little hand right now. Because actually, it is
it's
all about you.
All about you.
Shesho.
It's all about you.
Shesho.
All the time. All these things that I do. It's all about you.
Shesho.
It's all about you.
All of the time.
Thank you. Let's get started with this today. The warmest of birthday greetings to Dave Kent of Churchville, New York. He will enter his double douchebag 60s this weekend and will be celebrating with a trip to the bad place. Happy for his wife's sake, we hope he means a casino.
Yeah.
Guess who's turning 40 tomorrow?
Anybody?
It's Mark Delacquilla.
Oh, he's good.
It's Mark Delacquilan Tellinson. It's Mark Delacquilla. Or is
exactly.
it Delacquilla?
No, it's Delacquilla.
No, De La Quilla.
That sounds like kind of Napoleon Dynamite.
This is the pronunciation that he provided.
For God's sakes, Napoleon, why don't you go fix yourself a quesadilla?
Damn quesadilla.
Mark De La Quilla, that's who. He's turning 40. He loves every show on the Moore Network, so he's obviously very wise.
Sure. He did his own pronouncer, so that's we're wonderful. Going with Quilla.
That's beautiful. Hello, friends. For my 52nd birthday this year, I decided to treat myself to a TMOS bonus show subscription. I telecommute, so on my birthday, I'll be having lunch at home, enjoying a bowl of delicious soup while listening to TMOS as I sit on my fart couch. A birthday greeting by my renowned actor, soup pitchman John Lithgow, would make the moment complete. Cheers, guys. Bill Ballantyne of Spartanburg,
well done.
South Carolina.
You treated yourself because you knew you wouldn't be treated.
Wonderful. I guess it's time to break out the thing. Right?
How we doing?
See what happens. All right. There it is. There it is. There it is. Yes, he's going to come in. He's going to swing it.
Big winner. Victory.
Bill Ballantyne, why settle when you can select? That's right, Bill Ballantyne like soup.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Such energy.
Gone as quick as he got here. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, and the interns. In May of 2016, my wife and I were lucky enough to visit the studio. As I am now considered to be the official Dutch complainer of TMOS, I am not able to say how great it was and how much fun I had. After all, I have a reputation to hold up. Thank God my wife is the positive one. A few weeks after we returned home, something started to dawn on me. My wife, Mirjam,
That's it, Mirjam. Mirjam.
Mirjamson?
Mirjamson?
What is it? It's Mirjam?
Mirjam.
Toe jam?
Tacos!
It's Mirjam?
Mirjam.
My wife, Mirjam, started to talk about Oscar.
Oh.
How great he looks.
Excuse me.
And what a great man he is.
Oh, yes.
How well dressed. The way he approached us and how kind he was. It's interesting.
It is.
Again, thanks to my new role. Is that some sort of Dutch anthem?
This is the Dutch national anthem.
Thought it might be. Again, thanks to my new role, I can't agree. As my wife had her birthday yesterday, I would like to ask if Oscar can give her his birthday wishes and maybe a motivational speech. Thank you for the daily funny and the wonderful bonus shows you guys do every week. We hope to be able to visit the U.S. in the future and see you guys in a live show. Best regards, Lev Nedkoff, official Dutch complainer. Well, Lev, we hope you get over to the United States again, and we hope we're doing a live show when that happens, but no more trips to the studio. Go ahead, Oscar, if you would like to
do we have
say
Lev's,
something to
Lev's
Mirjam.
Wife's name, Mirjam. Okay,
Mirjam.
Thank you. Mirjam, it was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you for the kind words. As Lev says, there are times where we have to take our wooden shoes off and then hit that treadmill with some conventional sneakers. So, think about that once in a while. Less wood, more rubber. Happy birthday.
Very clever, boys.
Beautiful. Yeah. That was wonderful. I thought that was fantastic. Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, et al. I've listened to the show since it was carried by WGAC in Augusta, Georgia. During my misspent youth, the first episode I heard was the D&M Players performing It's a Wonderful Life. That's a bad first episode to hear.
Yeah,
but he that stuck with
horrible,
you guys.
That was
he
a
stuck
horrible
with you
show.
Guys.
Mm. I remember that bad show. I laughed so hard I could scarcely breathe. I greatly enjoy the podcast. My only wish is for more of the same. Okay. When it came time to consider re-upping with another paid podcast, I considered how much more I like TMOS than the other one. And the decision was made Also, Ponyboy made it easy with the work he did on the bonus show RSS feed. Way to go, Pony. There's
Yay!
A shout out for you.
Satisfied client.
Pony.
Tuesday was my 57th birthday. I would love a chance on the slot machine to get a greeting from Mr. Potter of It's a Wonderful Life, just for old time's sake. Thanks for your continually bringing the funny and light them up, Dennis Lowe. Let's spin the wheel and see what we do with the Witzer Wonderful Life. All right. Bad newel post. Bad newel post. Bad newel post. Let's bring in Mr. Potter.
Well, hello, George. You know what they do with you, Dennis Lowe? Listening to podcasts all day. You know what your wife and family should do? They should run you out of town on a rail. Push me up, George. Push me up. Why, Dennis, you're worth more dead than alive. There favorite. You go. Take care. Happy Christmas.
All right.
Funzie.
More dead than alive.
Hello, guys. I hope this electronic correspondence finds you well and without any respiratory distress. I am writing to wish my boss wife of 13 years. Hold on, I got a little something.
What you got?
No, no problem. That was a nice text. Let's see. You're not hearing the sounds anymore. I get 30 of them a show. Yeah, so,
but,
I mean,
but Mike, the whole point,
constant communicating.
The whole point is for you to mow past them and not highlight them for us.
You know what? Frankly, I shouldn't look at them at all. In fact, I shouldn't look at any electronic device at all. Kind of like you. Anyway, let's go. I greatly enjoy
I don't say, hey, wait a second, guys. I've got a text.
Hey, Maddie, stop texting Mike. Okay?
I greatly enjoy the podcast, and thank you very much. I hope this electronic correspondence finds you well. Let me see. I am writing to wish my boss wife of 13 years, Joni, an early happy Valentine's Day. We've been through quite a bit together, and I love her dearly. She is just as beautiful today as she was the day I met her, and I hope that this proves to her that I don't just say the words, I mean the words.
This is very passionate.
It is.
May I ask Charlie Warren to please talk up Michael Bublé's rendition of You and I. Oh, my God. Please, thank you for all that you do. Rob sent this to me, so I've got to...
Well, we can spin if you want out. Do you want to spin?
Sincerely, Jeff Tuttle. I wonder if Jeff Tuttle ever gets a chance to get down to the beach. It's always a good chance for Jeff to stop by the Whitehall Inn.
What does he have there?
Huh?
What does he get at the Whitehall Inn?
Pastry.
Can you be more specific?
Well, it's a sort of donut thing.
So ooh. is it served hot?
Great question.
Yeah.
Does
yeah,
it have a
yeah,
filling of
yes,
some sort?
Yes, it does. Not like, a filling, but it's got like berries in it.
So it's not savory.
It's at the, you'd have to ask the people at the Whitehall Inn. They'd be able to share with you exactly what it is. I think it's their famous fruit fritters.
Do we want to spin? Or
yes,
are you just
let's
gonna...
spin. Well, let me see. Picture of Bill Mayhew. Picture of Bill Mayhew.
Hey, it's a progressive.
This is for Jeff.
Progressive.
All right, let me line everything up here. Hold on a second. Jeez Louise.
I don't think we've ever heard that, this combo.
All oh, right, it's Valentine, a good one.
Charlie
right?
Warren.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure, for right. Valentine's Day.
Bublé Warren.
Charlie Warren Show, Saturday morning. Charlie Warren, how you doing? You're the critic coming up in about 10 minutes. Find out about your favorite movies. And don't forget, this hour, your chance to win the fabulous WMAL Fart Couch. That's coming up 20 minutes from now, WMAL.
Here we are.
I didn't like that.
Like, there is something genius about it. He's going to say, look what I did for you for Valentine's Day. And that's the dedication.
That's for, this is for, what's his name again? Jeff Tuttle. Let's try it again. I want to do another one. He might get a three for today.
Oh, I like that.
This is fun.
Charlie Warren Show, Saturday morning, WMAL. How you doing? Charlie Warren. You seen a good bumper sticker yesterday? Mrs. Warren and I were out on the Beltway and happened to catch one right before we got to the Silver Spring exit. Big blue letters. I masturbate. Michael Bublé, WMAL. Yeah, not tight enough.
Although, that is accurate to
it's
Charlie Warren
post.
Style.
It's also a musical post more than a vocal post.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I liked the first one when you mentioned the fart couch.
Yeah, though, that was
too.
Just...
That was good. The Frank Harden fart couch. Here
who wouldn't want that?
Saturday morning, Charlie Warren, WMAL. How you doing? Sad day in the WMAL studios. Right after I get out of here today, we'll be heading out to the Jackson Weaver funeral. So sorry, and thanks for your cards and letters. Here's a little something from Michael Bublé, WMAL. It's getting better.
What about better. A love dedication?
No.
Okay, all right.
How about another funeral?
All right, let me see. All right, hold on. All right. Okay, all right, here we go. News headlines on the Charlie Warren Show coming up at the top of the hour on WMAL, including the big story of the day. Jeff Tuttle, busted for burying his wife Jody in the backyard, covering her with honey and putting ants on her. Yeah, that's coming up in about 20 minutes right here at WMAL. Charlie Warren. I don't know why, but now I'm addicted.
Oh, no.
AM 63, the
number
one voice in Washington.
Charlie Warren, Saturday morning, WMAL. If you got a curio or an end table you might not want to keep around the house, want to put it in the garage or put it up for sale, how about Tradio at WMAL? That'll be coming up 15 minutes from now. I'm Charlie Warren, FML WMAL. Now I'll take one last request, and then we will be done with it. Rob, if you have a talk-up subject, I would be...
Yeah, I think it would be nice, since it is a... You know, he was a weekend morning jock.
Yeah, Rob is the true...
Oh, he's just...
Charlie Warren, historian and true expert on Charlie Warren.
I think it would be...
I actually fly blind when I do Charlie Warren. I really do.
I think it would be great if he could tease the evening program, which is, of course, Ken Beatrice's sports call.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right, here we go. The number one voice in Washington. Saturday morning, WMAL, Charlie Warren. Do you like sports? Well, if you want to talk sports, there's no better place to talk sports than with Ken Beatrice. That's coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Ken's got a lot to talk about because he just got out of an institution about 3 weeks ago. Charlie Warren, WMAL.
Here we are.
Thank you. That's
now,
it's time.
There are times where I feel like we're just doing the show for us.
I know.
And, no,
I know,
but that's I think that's when it's the absolute best.
I don't know why, but I get addicted to stuff. I get totally addicted. Political Corner with Charlie Warren coming up this morning. Our very own mayor, Mayor Marion Barry, will be dropping by in studio. We're going to have a chat about Ward 8 and all the things that are happening in D.C. And Mr. Mayor and I will be doing three giant lines of cocaine. Saturday morning, Charlie Warren.
We are.
Sorry. There it is. Jeff Tuttle, that is your fault.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well
doesn't
done.
Seem to be.
Thank you very much. That is all your
That's
fault.
A well with no bottom right there.
And I hold in my hand our last letter.
Ah, yes.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the gang, I began listening back during the power lineup on WJFK, the Junkies, Big O and Dukes, and the Mike O'Mara Show. I was devastated when you left the air and eagerly awaited your return. I am a recovering alcoholic who has been in rehab for the past 18 months. Good for you, sir. Up to that point, I listened to every podcast daily and also subscribed to the bonus show. One of the worst things about my stay was the inability to listen to you guys. You are an amazing team of hosts with more charisma and chemistry than any others I have ever heard. You are truly talented and bring the funny brilliantly. I have missed it. I have finally worked my way up in a halfway house program and have been allowed to resume working. You guys once again occupy my ears throughout my workday, and it feels great to laugh out loud at my desk again. I have been fighting for my life throughout this recovery process. God bless you, and I am trying to get back to the little things that bring me true joy. You fellas are certainly one of those things. Thanks for all you put into your show. It is appreciated. Warmest regards from Katie. I'm not going to give the full name here.
Okay.
And Katie, thank you, and we appreciate that. Hang in there.
Yep.
Everybody's got their
here.
Struggles.
Stay strong.
It is a big bad world out there, and we try to balance it. We try to compensate, and sometimes it gets out of whack. We pray for you that you do very well. And well, he's coming back into the studio.
Oh
right
no, here
now.
He is.
All right, it's Charlie Warren. I don't know what he's doing.
Hey, Charlie. AM 63,
the number one voice in Washington. Charlie Warren, WMAL, how you doing? I'd like to send out a big greeting to all the people in recovery. As a matter of fact, I'm Charlie Warren. I've been in recovery for quite some time. That's right, for the last 20 years, I've had a serious bean addiction. Charlie Warren, WMAL. I don't know what that meant, but I guess we can actually start the show.
He likes his fiber, Mike. That's what it is.
Yeah, fiber.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
To whom am I speaking with now?
Dr. Fletcher. It's Barry.
It doesn't seem like Barry. Barry is an extroverted leader.
Yes, I am.
I'm gonna take a professional guess based on the description of all 23 identities that live in Kevin's body that I've gotten from Barry. I think I'm talking to Dennis. I'm encouraged we can finally meet. And I've guessed this because you've adjusted the chocolate dish twice since you came in here, and I understand you have OCD.
I see. That's clever. But I'm not Dennis.
And you and Patricia have been banned from the light for quite a while now, primarily, shall we say, because of your beliefs.
Patricia and Dennis are very unstable. I'm not Dennis.
Have you both taken charge now?
Please believe me. I'm Barry.
My name's Hedwig. I have red socks.
He's on the move.
Someone's coming for you. And you're not gonna like it. You guys make noises in your sleep.
Tell us.
He's done awful things to people, and he'll do awful things to you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That is a good chunk of the movie Split. And,
Hedwig, where's red
socks?
You know,
it's amazing when you hear those dialects just audio, and you're not watching the movie, and then you listen to James McAvoy like on an interview, and it's like, oh, you're a great, that's where I came from in Scotland. You know, those British actors, those actors from across the pond, yes, are amazing. We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. You never know. Oscar might, turn on the light and we'll take a call. Or MikeO'MaraShow.com. We're online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by Sleep Number. This time of year, you may be tempted to visit the same old mattress store in search of the same old bed. Please don't do that.
Don't do this.
I cannot tell you how much that has changed my life, my Sleep Number bed. You can come to the Sleep Number store. You can discover a bed that will adjust to every curve and contour of your body. It is my bed, the amazing Sleep Number bed. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on their innovative limited edition bed. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side, so it is the perfect bed for couples. And with optional Sleep IQ technology inside, it tracks your sleep and gives you personal insights. You see how life affects your sleep and how sleep affects your life. Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. For J.D. Power award information, you can visit jdpower.com. See for yourself. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 95. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 90. I feel great. It's fantastic. And it would have been a 95 if I didn't get up at 5:45.
Settle.
Because of a three-year-old.
Settle.
Sorry. There has never been a better time to visit the Sleep Number store. Save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, Queen C2 mattresses are now only $599.99. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Please do that.
Do that.
If you don't do that, we don't get the credit.
They have a card there that they'll have you fill out. Just click the box that says the Mike O'Mara Show. Very, very easy to do.
We are going to put a spotlight on Rob Spiewak on the show today. We're not going to do that right now, but we're going to do that in our long break because Oscar, we need to examine this. This was sent to me by a listener. I don't even know if Rob has seen it yet, but it is fascinating, and I want to explore Rob's giant cranium.
Please.
And
cool.
See what's going on in there. Before I do that, I have to share with you a motor coordination mishap that Mr. O'Mara had yesterday.
Mm.
We are going on 24 hours now where this is.
Now, this shocks me. Let me say before, because I don't know where this story is going, but I will say that you are a man of larger carriage, but delicate, dainty. I will say you have a grace about you.
Shut up.
And
anyway,
I have never seen you do
I've only heard of one fall, and that was when, right after surgery, where you fell off the bed.
That's right. Yeah, and also the fall that resulted in the surgery.
Yes.
Yes, that's
right. I look back on the fact that maybe, that might have had something to do with some of my setbacks, but I don't know. I'll know a lot by the end of the
month.
You are
a graceful, elegant man.
Can I get to this,
please?
So my job, my number one chore in the household is to take the little bastards out every morning and make sure that they relieve their bowels. That's what I do. That's my job. It is.
You're talking, of course, about the dogs.
I'm talking about the dogs, yes. I do not go outside to poo. I poo inside. Thank you. the dogs, everybody does it. It is women do it, men do it.
Sure.
And I find it to be a somewhat emasculating, somewhat demeaning, somewhat embarrassing task because you go out and I have a little bone, a little plastic bone that has a wrapped bunch of
bags,
doggy bags.
A
inside.
Roll, they're, yeah. It's
and
a
they're
dispenser.
Bright pink.
Everybody
bright,
has
bright
them.
Pink. Bright pink. It just say, you know, hey, there's your pink bag. And you go out. And
fabulous.
Beluga has been producing a lot lately, and so the drill is Beluga, if it was based on going out and getting the business done, Beluga would get a 10. He goes outside, he hits the lawn, he's done. It's great, but then we got to wait for, you know, Johnny Neurotic, Frankie, yes. to twitch and tremble his way down through the neighborhood so that he can, you know, find the, you know, the Uber spot, the perfect location where his little pansy nose tells him that he wants to drop his
because he usually likes to go on carpet.
Yeah, he does. He's an inside guy.
Because it's all about scent. You know, I've done it here before. Mike works here. That's the way.
So
that's the way.
To simplify, Frankie would be
overtime,
and Beluga would be
victory.
Victory.
That's right.
However, when Beluga makes the walk longer, and if Beluga goes once and then goes back into the house, he's not going to go.
Right.
Unless there's some terrible distress, like all dogs that can't control themselves or their tummy hurts. But by and large, Beluga's cool. If Beluga goes on the longer walk, though, Beluga's brain, which is just a pooping machine, goes, really, might as well drop another one. Mm-hmm. So what I do now is if Beluga goes right away, I'm like, well, there might be more in there.
Right.
And so I will bag the first issue and then take the neurotic walk with Frankie to find the perfect leaf or bush or under a tree,
right.
wherever he wants to do it. And what I've been taking to doing is bagging up Belugas and then doing a little zinga zoom, a little toss into the front driveway behind the bushes where that's where the poop stays until I put it in the trash and
right.
take it out to the street.
Right.
So it's fine. And it's hidden from the road. Nobody sees it but us. And that's what we do. That's the drill. So yesterday, I'm sitting out there and a neighbor, like a 115-year-old neighbor comes by.
Right.
Nice guy, curmudgeony, Irish, and just kind of like that.
Yeah.
I said, good morning, Sam. You're up with the birds today. And he says, yeah, I'm a little late today. just being the meh, Irish tough guy, meh, like that. And he's riding his bike by me. And I'm like, ha, ha, ha. And as I say, ha, 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 I take the poop bag and I do this number. And I guess I threw it with a great deal of zeal. Because we're kind of having a little peeing contest, me and this guy. Yeah.
You're like, you're riding
okay,
a bike. I'm picking up poop.
Right. And I throw the poop bag, and I look at the poop bag. And as I look at the poop bag, just it flies through the air and just keeps going and lands in the middle of the roof. The white tile Florida roof
with
a bright pink. And it ain't any. This isn't anything where I'm gonna get the. This isn't anything where I'm gonna get the broom and get it. This
like is, the pizza
this is
in Breaking Bad. Yeah. It's up there, man.
It's embarrassing.
This is a ladder project, man. This is like get up there with a ladder. Something really good idea for me to be doing.
Yes.
And so there it sat.
Thank God it's pink.
Yeah. I pointed it out to my young bride, and she said, oh, my God, what did you do? I said, well, I threw the bag up on the roof because I threw it too hard. You know, this is like going from a little I went from the screen pass to a Hail Mary for no apparent.
Well, it was emotion. It was sheer emotion because you weren't paying attention to the pass. You were also probably
kind of feeling good,
subconsciously upset that the old man's riding by on his bike and you can't ride a bike.
And you totally. You
know? And that's the psychology.
Yeah.
That's just like, oh, there you go. 80-year-old. Enjoy your bike ride as I limp around.
That's right. You became Nameberry.
Throw it right down the middle of the roof. And but that's okay because it's a white, you know, tile roof, brilliant sunshine, and it's pink. So it doesn't show. It doesn't show at all. You know, it doesn't like, and I'm sure already half the neighbor is saying, oh, he's got lucky, but why did he get a poop bag up there?
Somebody
you know?
Doesn't like
what
it.
What is this? Yeah. Well, bad enough when they kept it in the bushes, but now they're keeping it on their roof.
You can't get a hose and spray it off.
Bad enough when they got the new toilet and put that out on the sidewalk. Pigs. They're the Hillary Clinton people. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They put those pigs. Pigs. Thank you.
Hose on roof, Mike. Hose on roof.
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll be telling, maybe tending to that today, so you could have another story.
Good adventure. You know? Prepare a best of.
Carla! Help. We will come back with a little...
Don't get on a ladder. Whatever you do, don't
Yeah, do not
that.
Get on a ladder.
You are not meant for ladders.
Okay, I won't.
Oh,
we're
enjoy
going
the Robin
to,
Oscar show.
Take a break, and we will be back with Psychoanalysis 101 with Rob Spiewak on the Mike O'Mara Show. Maybe you will. Valentine's means flowers, and the best place to get flowers is proflowers.com and the Mike O'Mara Show. You want to send some impressive flowers? Of course you do. They're great, wonderful flowers. Just send a short email, 100 words or less, telling us why your Valentine deserves a beautiful bouquet from proflowers.com. Send it to vday at mikeomarashow.com. Make sure to include your phone number, because if we choose your letter, well, you'll be lucky and a winner. We'll give you a call, answer your phone, and win some beautiful flowers. It's that easy. VDAY, VDAY at MikeOMaraShow.com. And answer your phone. And happy Valentine's Day from the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Speaking of Valentine's Day, there is no one like your Valentine. Yes. So this year, treat them to an unforgettable gift that is as unique as they are. You can't go wrong with Shari's Berries. They are giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Shari's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. And only for our listeners, be a big shot and double the berries for only $10 more. I love my Shari's Berries. Mm. My lovely Valentine loves her Shari's Berries. And all you have to do is go to berries.com and use the code TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. Massive, juicy strawberries dipped in white, dark, and milk chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, nuts, and decorative swizzles. Spectacular, easy, beautifully packaged, and delivery is always 100% guaranteed. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, there's only one way to get Shari's Berries starting at $19.99. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. There are a lot of people doing this, a lot of people telling you to do this. Put in the TMOS code. Again, berries.com. Click the mic. TMOS helps support our show by supporting our sponsors. Use the TMOS code, and we thank you. I don't know the listener, so I can't credit him. I'm sorry. What I do when I get something I really like is I just kind of bookmark it.
Sure.
Wait till the next day. This one went right into the hot rotation. The title of this article, Rob Spiewak,
yes,
and Oscar, is in some rare instances, brain damage can lead to joke addiction.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
This is from mentalfloss.com.
Okay.
That is, I believe, some sort of, I'm not sure what it is.
What type
it's a psychological...
of joke addiction, Mike?
Let me share, because it's valid.
This is?
Completely 100%
You
valid,
buy into
right?
this?
Well, you have a, would it be safe to say that you are one of the most obsessive compulsive people around? You definitely have to have, you love repetition.
I do.
That's why, for example, with Stan, there are things you don't do on the show and things that you do perfectly. One thing you do perfectly, I have never done a Stamps.com commercial that you have not turned the music off in because they told you to, and it got embedded in your OCC.
OCD,
mind.
Head,
so
yeah. There are
never,
certain things that
never
yeah, they sink
miss
in.
This.
Right.
But yet, you know, when it's, you know, there are other things that you will drift on and you won't do that. But you also are quick with what would be called puns.
Or right? hack jokes.
If you have a
Don't
pun
help, Oscar.
That's
okay.
available. That's
I'm available. Talking to this gentleman
I'm
right
just
now.
You
here.
Will you will so let me just share
okay,
this
please.
Because I didn't even get deep into it. I read a couple of sentences. I'm not going to read this. I have to read this on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's generally a good thing to have a sense of humor, but for some people joking can become a compulsion.
Bum, bum, bum.
What do you think?
Well, I want to hear more.
In fact, I never do. In two case studies by a pair of UCLA brain researchers recently published by the Journal of Neuropsychiatry and Clinical Neurosciences, the subject's brain trauma and dementia led to what scientists describe as intractable joking. That is excessive joking in a real neurological disease. Coming up with puns being pathological. For 5 years, one man, an anonymous 69-year-old, would wake his wife up in the middle of the night and tell her jokes he'd come up with. When she complained, he wrote them down instead, accumulating 50 pages of puns and poop jokes that he later revealed to researchers. It goes on.
Pony
and on.
Just pointed at me. Stop it.
You stole his notebook.
I did not steal his notebook. All of my puns are original.
In the second case studied, a 57-year-old with dementia got fired from his job for his inability to quash his jokester persona. He was let go after he blurted, "Who the hell chose this god-awful place at work?" He would frequently break out in laughter, almost cackling at his own comments. That's a big thing, cackling at his own comments.
Okay.
You thoroughly enjoy
to do that.
You love, nobody loves your puns more than you do. No one else really loves them.
I like to think that it props them up a little bit. Sometimes they need a little oomph,
but
and that extra laugh
Do you have a deep knowledge that people really don't enjoy them as much as you do?
Oh, I'm certain of it.
Or do you really think
I'm certain of it.
Do you know when you slay or when you're just doing your own show?
How do you mean?
Like, you know, sometimes when a pun kills, everybody's laughing, or when a pun kind of lands and you're like, I better start laughing so everybody else laughs.
What happens is when you get almost to the top of a hill, Oscar, you don't put on the brakes. You hit the gas and you push it over the top of the hill. Are you aware when you do something that doesn't work?
Yes.
We all are.
But I'm ashamed. I don't double down on them.
Oh, you see, that's where you're weak.
The frontal regions of the brain, especially on the right side of the brain, seem to play a major role in our ability to see the humor in the world and get other people's jokes. People with lesions on the right frontal lobe of the brain still respond to silly puns and slapstick, but can't appreciate more complicated jokes or those that are new to them. That's not true with Rob. I have to be fair is fair, and I have to say Rob wouldn't be here if he didn't.
I don't know.
It was all puns.
He's not name Barry, but he's at least his cousin.
I don't think Modern Family's funny.
The quote today, he's not name Barry, but he's at least his cousin.
I'm name Barry's cousin. That's exactly right. I don't like shows that don't have laugh tracks because I don't know when to laugh.
Do you feel that that your desire to always find the humor, you do it in real life,
yes.
By the way. And I often say this, if you are traveling with somebody like this, it can be a true joy.
He's the best.
Going through an airport, going through security, waiting for a gate, getting on an airplane, having someone that does this it's phenomenal. It absolutely makes the time fly by.
I am a jester. I'm a jester. I've
been in airports hungover on the way back from a
trip. You could make a living making people not as miserable as they would be in certain situations.
Please just say laugh. It's so much more flattering. I don't want to lessen the misery. I want to make you laugh.
You soften every blow.
And Rob's smart enough to know when I hate it. When I hate it is when I'm setting up some sort of story. Because he will machine gun me with hack. Like, it's like getting shot. It's like Sonny Corleone at the
toll booth.
It's like,
look what they did to my story.
It's pretty.
Michael will have to hold up the Heisman motion once in a while.
But you know, I don't know that I have lesions on my frontal lobe, but I will say this, is that even in the darkest of situations, I'm always trying to make something funny, if not for anyone else, just for me.
Just for yourself.
I mean, it can be in church.
Do you believe it's an addiction? Do you believe it's an addiction?
I would say it is a driving force. I don't know that it's an
That's
addiction.
That's too kind to yourself.
Then what does Jimmy do then? Because Jimmy's from Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Right.
It's a great tavern.
He will
Jimmy
say.
Jimmy might have another addiction, Oscar. I don't think you really.
Because if I told him tomorrow, like my
Jimmy has lesions.
My house burnt down. Like, it's okay. At least you can build another.
By the way, have you taken a peek at some of his little Facebook Live videos?
Yeah, the Buffalo Wing. It's coming along.
The Wing is chugging.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
The Wing is truly chugging along. That's looking special.
The Colosseum in Rome was built faster, Mike.
What do you think he's going to do when that day finally comes? What do you really think he's going to do?
I think he will take Maureen Donahue Cerrito in his arms, and he will kiss her.
How will she react to that, Rob?
She will say, I've always loved you best.
Jimmy. We need an invite for your grand opening, right? You probably have a date coming together.
How do you bring Jimmy into this? You think Jimmy's also a jokester?
Well, Jimmy's never...
He's not a jokester. Jimmy is a sunny side up. Yeah, he's a glass half full
guy. He's the optimistic fatalist.
Right, right.
We called him that, the optimistic fatalist, where he's always up, but he's not up.
He looks for things to make better through attitude. He will dig deep to find something bad.
Yeah, a great.
Can I give you an example? But I'm so glad you brought up Jimmy because we're driving around. I talked about. I didn't talk about that yet.
What's that?
About the little drive through the neighborhood.
No.
Michael fell asleep after we picked him up from school, so we're going on a drive. We drive by.
Is this after the bumper sticker?
This is before the bumper
sticker. Okay, all right.
And we're driving down in a neighborhood we're not familiar with down here in South Florida, and I see a joint on the side, and it had a name on it, and this is literally the voice I used when I went by, and I went, Fuzzy! because the name of the place was Fuzzy's, and Carla said to me, why did you do that? I said, that's Jimmy. I said, if Jimmy saw...
Jimmy would take us to Fuzzy's.
If Jimmy
Let's
saw
Let's go
place,
to Fuzzy's!
Yes.
But the only reason he would take us to Fuzzy's is because of its name.
Yep. Yeah.
Because it had that name. Jimmy, I've told this story many, many times. We are in Wyoming, 85 miles an hour on the road, 40 mile an hour crosswinds, and we're on a single slab, this ribbon of highway flying down, and these two character actors in the Bluesmobile drove by, and I looked in my side view mirror, and Jimmy almost rolled his motorcycle because he spazzed out.
Look alike.
This is for our Ustreamers right here. This is what Jimmy was doing when he saw. We're going 85.
Right.
And they go by, and I kind of glanced, and it was the Bluesmobile with two guys dressed like they're going up to Sturgis to do some event, right? And I look, and I swear to you, we are going 80 miles an hour. And I look in my side view mirror, and Jimmy's going like literally coming off like stop, chase them, I don't know what he, that's Jimmy. And so when I saw Fuzzies, I said Jimmy reacts to anything cartoonish. It's why he loves taking that goose with him, that plastic goose,
Jot
wherever
goose.
He goes, you know?
And what he would do, he would say, Jimmy, why are we going to Fuzzy's? Well, I have to keep an eye on the competition. But that's not the reason.
It's not true at all.
No, it's a lie.
In his cartoon, Jimmy has a cartoon going in his brain all the time. It's damaged. That's why, you know, he does
it's
that.
And, an old, broken 16-millimeter cartoon.
Fuzzy's.
Hey, Fuzzy's. We're going to Fuzzy's. Yeah, we want to buy a brick.
I sometimes think about it, and even though I'm not up there anymore, I plan on being up there when he opens the joint. I have
good.
And then the thing about it is that I think in terms of when that kind of Clyde's refined new building, what's he going to do? It's not going to be goofy anymore. It's going to be like respectable. I don't know.
I think that it will.
That'll get jimmied.
It will get jimmied. It'll permeate like the smell of a rodent locked in a wall.
No, come on. No,
I'm just saying that
Jimmy
it will. The Jimmy atmosphere.
Establishment.
Yeah. I mean, we were all with Jimmy when we flew back from Reno in an airport.
I was between you two.
He turned the airport. He turned the plane into a Jimmy plane. He went to the airport. He went to the Wheel of Fortune slot machine, and he won $500 in the Reno airport. Hey!
Meanwhile, we've all lost stupid money, and he's like, guys!
God. Hey, get a picture of me fanning out these $100 bills. He turned the airport into Fuzzies. He can do that. He has that ability. Worry not about his new wing. It'll be plenty Jimmy.
I'm always thinking about him. And then, you know, we drive around and, I got to take another break. But when we come back, I'll tell you what else we saw. We went from the joy of Fuzzies to
Fuzzies.
The harsh reality of reality. yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you the story. It's interesting. When we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, technology enthusiasts.
Yeah!
Since 2008, Tech 4-in-1 has been providing you with a dazzling cocktail of state-of-the-art info and rib-tickling entertainment. Oscar Santana and Todd Moore really bring it week after week, but now it's even better. Thanks to me, Mike McIntosh. You know, Mac, the intern.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I'm a regular on Tech 4-11, the sky's the limit. Tune in and live the magic. It's Tech 4-in-1 with Oscar, Todd, and me, Mac, the intern. Available on the TMOS app, iTunes, and tech411show.com. Holla!
He's great.
Holla.
It's me. Mac, the intern.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Movement. On my right, I have the sleek leather band with the sleek minimalist design of a wonderful evening wear watch that I can wear to the finest social gathering.
Gorgeous.
Yes. On my left, I have the wonderful Submariner style watch that I could dive with and pursue all of those wonderful undersea activities. These are Movement watches, folks, and I'm wearing one on each hand, and I'm doing that right now. They were founded on the belief that style should not break the bank. Here's a true story. The company was started by two broke college kids that wanted to wear stylish watches but couldn't afford them, so they started their own watch company. We all love our Movement watches. You will love yours. Remember, Movement, MVMT. Movement watches start at just $95. At a department store, the same watch would set you back I've done it. You do it tomorrow. The next one. Thank you very much. At a department store, the same watch would set you back $400 to $500. How so? Because Movement figured out that selling online eliminates the middleman and the retail markup. Classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism with 500,000 watches sold in over 160 countries. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMTWatches.com/TMOS, and Movement watches make a great Valentine's gift for him or her. This watch has a really clean design, and I've been getting compliments on both of them ever since I put it on. Now's the time to step up your watch game. Go to MovementWatches.com/TMOS. Join the movement, ladies and gentlemen. So I mentioned why we were driving around. We are constantly, for the whole 2 years we've lived down here, we're always trying to find an extra room so that I can do my show and we can have my son live here and we can have a guest come in.
Yeah.
We want one more bedroom. It's a challenge. I think we kind of do it just to do it. We really
well, you like, you always like looking at houses and real estate. It's like sort of a little hobby of yours. You always like that.
Yeah. And we, and when we find something that, and by the way, I just don't think that the market right now or for the foreseeable future is going to allow that. I don't think it's a good time because it just doesn't seem right. You know, we're waiting. Carl and I are basically waiting for an economic collapse. That's it. That's when we would maybe take the plunge. But
you buy low, sell high.
So every morning you look at the paper, you say the Dow's still over 20. I guess we're not buying a house today.
We drive around all the time. And we drove around yesterday, and we actually saw this neighborhood we wanted to look at. And we wanted to get in. I said, hey, let's drive by that neighborhood we were talking about a couple of weeks ago. And they have a gate, and we called the listing agent that was listed on this one house. And I said, let's just see if we can get in.
Yeah.
And they called, and they gave us the code. Well, we called the guy, and he let us, you know, we didn't go see a house. We just drove around the neighborhood where the house was. And he said, yeah, it's okay. It's not where we live, but that's fine. Let's
How far is it from your neighborhood?
I want to say 8-9 miles.
So in the same region. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're driving around, but we do it for fun, and we're like, okay. And it's
and
always
Michael's
the same
sleeping
way.
In the back, so it's like perfect.
We're killing time. Yes. It's an activity for him because he's sawing wood. And if we had been serious, which I wasn't, but if I had been, it might have put a damper on this neighborhood. This was a nice neighborhood.
Okay.
Nice manicured lawns. The homes were, as they all are down here, kind of close together, but they all seemed well taken care of. You had some nice people on the street.
Whites, blacks.
And, it was a mixed neighborhood. There was some ethnicity there, which I like.
Yes.
And we walk in, we drive in, and we're driving around.
Latinos.
And we look at the house that we were curious about, and then we swung around on the other side. We're getting ready to head out, and there... in a really nice house with a flagpole on the garage, the outside of the garage, is a Confederate flag.
Big in Florida, and, Mike. Big
like
in Florida.
The Stars and Bars?
Yeah.
From the Civil
Stars
War?
And Bars.
Yeah.
And, I'm like, wow. No, thank you.
Maybe
no,
they're a history buff.
It doesn't matter. I don't like that symbol. That symbol freaked me. It freaked me out. It freaked me out. Now, listen. I've driven through neighborhoods. You see it off the highway sometimes, right? You see the giant one, but it looks like seriously, it's a Silence of the Lambs
house.
There
are so many in Florida. When I went to go visit my sister, I said, wow, this is really different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But do you see them on like the back of a pickup
truck
driving
I see them
along, or do you see
in
them
front
like
of houses,
in front of a beautiful home?
Garages. You know the neighborhood my sister is renting in, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Guy has a flagpole.
And like, that's a much higher dollar neighborhood than
guy has a flagpole. He's got the flag on there, and the guy, like, he's not your typical white. He's not even white. And I was like, does that guy know what that means?
And he's just got a full Confederate flag.
Not a white guy.
He's trying to fit in.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's trying to make others want to fit in.
We raised hell.
Did you?
We raised hell. I said, well, we lied a little bit.
Sure.
He said, you know, we were thinking about maybe buying in that neighborhood, but not now. And who did you tell this to?
The realtor?
To the realtor, who then was calling the president of the homeowners association.
Yeah.
The realtor took it so seriously, they went by this house. And I am sorry, it's not somebody I'd live next to. Is it a free country? Yes. It's my freedom of choice to be freaked out by.
Yeah, I agree.
I was mildly, there was something about being in a neighborhood and not out in, I've seen it. I've driven out there. I've seen
I want to see the American flag flying.
I'd like to
and
see
I
the
believe
American,
in right? the past 5 years that has
or
been
your
established.
Favorite sports team
or perhaps, the LGBT you know? Flag.
Yeah, or maybe Mike, the state flag of Florida.
Now that's another thing. If it was like a state flag, don't some of the state flags still have that?
No, it was removed. I believe it was removed. South Carolina.
I think some are still squeaking through with it.
But I do know that it was established. It was not long ago, 3 or 4 years ago, that because it was part of the state flag, or
after that massacre,
if it was hanging above the state house, it was pretty much established as a symbol of hatred.
Yeah, that hate that tragic massacre in Charleston.
Yeah.
After that, people's eyes really opened up and said, you know, this whole Southern Pride situation that we've been standing on our soapbox about, not really worth it. People are using this as a symbol of hate. Mm-hmm. We're not going to go down that path.
It was definitely, it just stopped
and
us
you still occasionally see them if you get off the main beaten roads, off the beaten path up here in Virginia.
I've seen it in Western Maryland. I've seen it in Virginia. I've seen it in Northern Virginia. I've seen it out in rural areas, and it's kind of that, you know, that doesn't change anything.
No, but that it does happen.
It was weird to see in that concentrated an area, you're kind of saying, you know, hattie to you know your neighbors within 2 feet of you.
My father used to say the neighbor you would see that in the neighborhoods that like to fire guns after a Redskins victory.
Yeah, that's all it took.
I'll tell you this: when I'm watching Barrett Jackson and the General Lee comes up,
oh, this is the auction site.
Yes,
auction TV
Barrett
show,
Jackson, that auction site we talk about once in a while. That's in Scottsdale, right?
It goes badass, right?
So when
of course.
The General Lee comes up, there are a few different versions, one with the stars and bars and one without the stars and bars, right?
Right.
Which is the Confederate flag. I would want the one with the stars and bars because that's more original to
that
car.
That is the car.
But to me, that is so different than
flying the flag.
Flying a Confederate flag in front of your home.
Fair.
Yeah.
That to me is you're making a statement. You're making there's no
I'm inclined to agree.
Way. And to be honest with you, driving along with it in the back of your pickup, you're making a statement.
What are you doing if I'm driving the General Lee?
Well, if you buy the General Lee, you don't drive it. You put it in a museum.
You've got basically a piece of pop culture. And it's the General Lee. And remember, well, that's the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
That's the way I would look at that.
That guy's a big film buff.
Yeah.
You get a lot of it down here.
Scary.
You
know,
and the people, and look, it's a free, I guess that's why it's a free country. But I was also.
We had a house cleaning service down here when we first moved down here. Lady showed up. She had that. And, you know, it was all over her car was the Confederate flag. And I made a comment about it. And I didn't like her answer. And thank you very much.
Send her on her way.
Somebody that that likes that. It's a symbol of hate. That's the way I look at it.
And, what was her answer?
She didn't have a good one. That's what I remember vividly.
A lot of humming.
I made a joke. Nope. I made a joke about it. And it was kind of a defiant F-U answer. And I'm like, okay. Go knock yourself out. Have fun. But it's scary, man.
It is.
It weirds me out a little bit. And I just
will you head back to the neighborhood to see if it's down in a couple days?
No, absolutely not. There's no point in that. I mean, we rattled the cage a little bit.
Yeah.
And went on our way. That's all there was to it. I just don't think I don't think you lay down for certain things. You know, that's the kind of thing that's kind of creepy. And I don't know why it was up there. I don't know what the deal was. I don't know any of the deal. I know I saw it. I know how it made me feel with my kids sleeping in the back of the car. It was weird.
To think, Mike, you got this close.
We don't live there. Thank you.
You got this close to having Boss Hogg as a neighbor.
Exactly. Thank you.
Well, how are you? Well, I know you're new. You're pretty old to be a daddy. Ain't you pretty old to be a daddy?
Daddy.
It was weird.
But Florida's the South, right? So
Florida's the South.
If you get any more further south, you're in the water.
It's not as... but we are city folk, northerners, that are just shocked still to see that. I felt the same way when I was outside of Orlando, when I was like, wow, there's a lot of these.
Let me get Mrs. O'Mara to duck in for just a
second.
All
right. You do that.
Just one comment. Carla, come here for a second, darling. Want to see what your thoughts are.
She's not dressed up in her Confederate outfit, is she?
Workout gear?
Yeah.
Sports bra.
Hi, honey.
How you doing?
Okay.
Resist.
That's the angle.
Okay, lean down, my sweet.
Hi.
Hi, Carla.
How'd you feel when we saw that flag yesterday?
It was awful.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's all.
Thank you. Nice tipping.
He said tip.
And that's it. That's it. Then we got, back here where, it's just dogs pooping on lawns. That's all.
Mike, that's all we have. Tell Carla to take a hose to the roof and then knock that poop off.
Yes.
Like the hose would do it?
Yes. Well, the just pressure. The pressure will have it roll.
Actually, it wouldn't be the pressure. It would be the water rolling down. It would sort of carry it. Yeah.
Thank you.
But be careful it doesn't go in your gutter.
What I would worry is that they'd pop a hole in the bag, and then it would just be poop stick. It would be nasty. Anyway, thanks.
This is the worst rain ever.
That's right. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. Hey, news you may not need. Hey. On the Mike O'Mara Show.
She's got a cigarette on it.
Valentine's Day. The one holiday where you can show that special someone just how much you care. Fancy cards and chocolates are nice, but what is the best way to show your affection? Comedy. A TMOS bonus show package is the perfect way to say I love you. For less than 5 cents a show, you get an extra hour of funny every week for one full year. Click on the bonus show banner at MikeOmiraShow.com today and get ready to giggle with your main squeeze. Nothing's sexier than laughter. Get your bonus package today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Wouldn't you love an easy way to look like a Valentine's master?
Yes.
Luckily, ProFlowers.com, they've solved the Valentine's Day equation, so you know you'll get it right this year. How about this? 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for only $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Or you can really be a hero and upgrade to 2 dozen long stem roses with a premium vase and chocolates for just $9.99 more. Just go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS. Pick your flowers and check out in 2 minutes. Boom, bam. I already ordered Carla's flowers. It was a cinch, and she loves them. I am the Valentine's master. I want you to be, too. Just pick your delivery date, then just sit back and look awesome like me. Plus, ProFlowers will last 7 days or your money back. Why not surprise her at the office? She'll be the envy of everybody. So remember, the only way to get this incredible Valentine's Day deal, go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Again, that's proflowers.com. Click the microphone and type in TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. Don't wait. Order today because this deal expires soon. And be sure to use our code TMOS. And right now, why don't we do it? Let's give away flowers.
Oh, very, very cool.
Valentine's Day means flowers. We've asked you to send a short email, 100 words or less, telling us why your Valentine deserves a beautiful bouquet from Pro Flowers. Send it to vday@MikeOmaraShow.com. And we've got it. I know it's around here somewhere. I know I printed it out.
Mike, I have one if you want.
I got it right here.
All right, hold on a second. Wait a minute. I know it's here. Here it is. My wife, Lisa.
Yes.
Dear Mike O'Mara Show, my wife, Lisa, is very deserving of a beautiful bouquet from proflowers.com. She's my best friend and a fantastic mom. Winning this bouquet would be a great way to kick off our VD. Thanks for your consideration. All the best. Scott Spindler. So let's see
Scott.
If Scott's home right now. And
dialing.
He's there. We're dialing Scott Spindler.
Fruitcake rules apply.
Fruitcake rules apply, Mike.
Same rule. Yeah, fruitcake rule. If he's not there and he has Pro Flowers on the answering machine, he's going to be the big one.
Hello there.
Scott Spindler, Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
I'm very well, Mr. O'Mara. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. Do you have any idea why I'm calling you, sir?
Oh, it might be that I've won some Pro Flowers.
Yeah! Congratulations. You have just won a $50 gift certificate for ProFlowers.com, the Valentine's Day Masters. Make sure to head over to ProFlowers.com and click on the mic in the top right-hand corner and enter the code TMOS to retrieve the daily deal of the day. Happy Valentine's Day, and thanks for playing the game, Scott. We appreciate it. You want to say something, Oscar?
Scott, quick question from Oscar Santana here.
Yep.
How do you and Lisa stay in love? Like, how have you done it?
You know, it's great friendship is really what it boils down to, and communication.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Also,
that's
I think we can tell from his voice, he's a charmer.
He's a charmer. Yeah, absolutely. And
we'll call you back, Scott.
Actually, we'll email you, Scott. You're in good shape. Thanks for playing.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. Thanks for supporting the show, and congratulations on a happy, lovely marriage, my friend.
None of us have that.
Scott?
No, he left. He said we'll call him back.
He hung up.
Okay. Obviously.
He said, these losers, I got my flowers. I'm out of here.
Nothing lasts forever.
Hey, boys. Let's just give the flowers away. Right.
Well, he seemed like he was really in love. I had to ask him why.
I don't need this Q&A. Anyway, hi, everybody.
Hi, Mike.
Thank you so much. It doesn't matter that Lady Gaga is in better shape than probably the overwhelming majority of Americans. When people saw that her stomach wasn't 100% flat during her Super Bowl performance, they pounced. People are dicks.
They are.
She responded yesterday in the best possible way. She posted... Stop
Oscar.
It. She posted a picture of herself from the show, stomach and all, and said, quote, I heard my body is a topic of conversation, so I wanted to say I'm proud of my body, and you should be proud of yours, too. No matter who you are or what you do, I could give you a million reasons why you don't need to cater to anyone or anything to succeed. Be you, and be relentlessly you. That's the stuff of champions. Thank you so much, everyone, for supporting me. I love you guys. Now, listen.
That's
let
awesome.
Me just say my piece, and then I'll let the misogynist of the room let him have his bucket speech. But the
okay.
fact is, we do it to Mariah Carey, and we do it to a lot of other women, and this is just an example that everybody likes Lady Gaga, and she got it too, and it's wrong to do it to all of them. I think basically that's the way I look at it.
So, A, I think that...
that's the anticipatory misogyny.
If there's... Right there. If you find a DJ that's fat or out of shape, right? A
never,
talk show host.
I've never seen one,
yes.
But I hear they exist.
You're like, oh, I get it. Like, his job is to talk. He needs to be witty. He needs to be funny. He needs to be prepared.
Yeah.
That's his
right.
job. His job is not to work out or have some sort of, you know, regime in that he's got
to
show his talent.
Please get to the point. Thank you. Yes.
Lady Gaga's job is to perform and also to be a star both visually and vocally, right? So if she can't put it together and get a couple abs under those shorts, I mean... What do you expect? It's show business.
How bad was Todd's television that what you saw looked bad?
No, those shorts were unforgiving, right? They were unforgiving for a lot of women. You could have.
You know what you should do, Oscar? You should get on Twitter and tweet Lady Gaga and ask how she stays in love.
I think it's asinine for her not to think that we're not going to judge her if she's on the world stage and her job is to sing well and look good. Bottom line.
That's Oscar Santana. I beg to differ, but thank you very much. Moving right along. Major League Baseball is kicking around the idea of a new rule where this is... I don't know how I feel when they do this stuff, but I think it's fun and it's interesting with MLB. They're kicking around a new rule where a runner would be automatically placed on second base during extra innings. The idea is to settle tied games faster.
Why settle?
Former New York Yankees manager. Why settle? former Yankee manager Joe Torre is now baseball's chief baseball officer, and he's all for it. He says they're going to be testing it in the lower levels of the minor leagues to see how it affects games. Quote, let's see what it looks like. It's not fun to watch when you go through your whole pitching staff and wind up bringing a utility infielder into pitch. As much as it's nice to talk about being at an 18-inning game, it takes time. But baseball purists don't need to freak out yet. Even if the experiment is a success, it would probably take years for the majors to adopt the changes. After all, everything in baseball moves at a snail's pace. There
now, you're the biggest baseball fan among us, and when I saw this yesterday, I was curious... If they did that, wouldn't every team bunt right away? Because then you'd have one out and one man on third right away, like automatically.
Yes, but the idea is you'd put one on in the top of the inning and in the bottom of the inning, and it's kind of like... that touchdown rule in football when it goes to overtime. I'm not sure.
I think it's a brilliant idea because that game is dying.
Right.
Yeah, they there was no interest. Something. There was need to do no something. Interest in the most recent World Series, as you recall.
No, I mean, but no, if you compare that to
it's
an
really
NFL
not
game,
dying, Oscar. It's
no,
not.
Mike, if you compare the ratings to an NFL game, it's
yeah,
nothing.
That's
the
that's
World
been
Series.
The way it's been for, that's the NFL doing well and not baseball slacking.
Baseball isn't growing.
It's not growing, but it's not dying. It's not going to
If you're
die.
Not growing, you're dying.
I don't know. If we could get baseball to grow like Lady Gaga.
There you go. The NBA isn't sense. Really as doing? Rough as it was back in Charles Oakley's day. And apparently he tried to bring a little of that back last night from the stands. The New York Knicks were playing the L.A. Clippers last night in Madison Square Garden. And Charles was in the crowd, but several minutes into the game, he was involved in an altercation. Mm. There's video of him shoving several security guards, and he was hauled out of the arena where he was arrested. He'll be charged with 3 counts of assault. Anybody see this video? It's pretty intense. Summary reports say Oakley was trying to get to Knicks owner James Dolan. Recently, Charles talked about wanting a role with the team, but said he's been estranged and ownership won't take his calls. The Knicks PR team tweeted, quote, Charles Oakley behaved in a highly inappropriate and completely abusive manner. He's been ejected and is currently being arrested. He was a great Knick, and we hope he gets some help soon. I think that's a dicky thing for the team. Man,
I think it's dumb. To be, I don't like night, when okay? he's called a Knick. He was a good Knick.
He was a good Nick. Hope he gets some help. So that's just a little over.
Yeah.
That's basically saying he's got a problem.
Yeah, that's not cool. According to a study out of the University of Melbourne in Australia, couples who get married on Valentine's Day are significantly more likely to get divorced than other couples. Couples who get married on February 14th are 38% more likely than other couples to split up within 5 years and 24% more likely to get divorced within the decade. Why does that happen? The researchers say that it's about the characteristics of the people who tend to pick that date for their wedding. Quote, people who married on Valentine's Day were less alike in terms of education and ages.
Really?
God. And they're also more likely to have been married before. I don't like this. Thank
you know anyone who's been married on Valentine's Day?
No, I never got married on Valentine's
Day.
Well,
I mean,
I was able to screw them up without using that
without
date.
Without using so that date?
A lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
According to a new survey by Travel and Leisure, the city with America's favorite pizza.
May I guess? I will guess Chicago.
That is incorrect.
New York City.
That is incorrect.
Oh, Herndon, Virginia.
Chicago came in fourth. New York City was only sixth.
Really?
Mm. Here we go.
Okay.
Let me just say, Oscar will be happy about this.
Why? Because Lady Gaga didn't eat any pizza?
No.
Why?
Is it Gettysburg?
You can't do a full show callback.
Pay attention, please.
Oh, okay.
It's Phoenix.
Yay!
One of your favorite cities.
Why
rest
would they
the
have...
top 10. Travel and Leisure Road. Phoenix, quote, offers a slice for every preference.
I'll tell you why.
Classic thin crust, award-winning margaritas, gourmet Neapolitan, wood-fired pies, traditional deep dish, blah, blah, blah. And the rest are Detroit, Buffalo, New York, Chicago, Providence, Rhode Island, New York City, Madison, Wisconsin. We got a lot of listeners there.
Oh, because of the cheese there, Mike.
Wilmington, North Carolina, Philadelphia, and Knoxville, Tennessee. There it is. And
Mike, even when we lived in Arizona, in Phoenix, every pizza place we went to, at least the ones that I would frequent,
right. They
were owned by New Yorkers.
Okay, and it was good pizza in
Phoenix? It was great pizza.
Well, you know what they say, though? The reason that New York pizza is famous is that New York tap water is great. They say that's why the pizza crust is so good. So do they bring the water in from New York?
Maybe the properties in the water that are present in New York are close and similar in Phoenix. Who knows?
It's good the game. Cactus.
The cactus pizza?
Now a little something-something for you gentlemen. According to a new survey, I mentioned surveys earlier in
percentages.
The show. 7% of husbands and 6% of wives admit they would not risk their own life by jumping in front of their spouse if someone was pointing a gun at them. It also found that 5% of men and 3% of women wouldn't try to save their spouse if they were drowning. If we're that cold with our husbands and wives, we've got to be way colder to strangers, right? The survey found that about 19% of people wouldn't intervene at all if a stranger was being held at gunpoint or drowning, even if that stranger was a kid. That's kind of a sad statistic. And then when you factor in ex-spouses, the number jumps to 98%. The other 2%, though, is being drunk and feeling nostalgic. Thank you very much.
Well, the problem, Mike, with the ex-spouses, a lot of times you're the one holding the gun.
We were great. We were great together.
We were fantastic.
Why did you change?
I'd do it in a heartbeat. We'll take a break.
With the other guy.
Rob's Little Sounds are standing by. We will do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, you want to play a little word association?
I sure do.
Son.
Dial.
You know, maybe this is a bad idea. I just want to remind everybody that we are on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. So please tune in spite of my assistant, Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Nothing better than handing someone your card, a classy move. It makes a dynamite first impression, and this Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable, and we love telling you about it. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. No matter what you need, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. But I got to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. The best deal in the business, bar none. It's never been so easy to look so professional, totally customizable, front and back. You can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, or even raise print. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. Every one of us have designed a card at Vistaprint. It's easy, it's 100% user-friendly, and it always looks sensational. The best customer service, great quality, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Without further ado, let's get right to it. Rob's Little Sounds are on now.
Pretty Little Sounds, Mike. You know, we go sometimes days without saying hi to them. I want to say hi to everyone down at The Wave in Ocean City. Their morning man, Tom Schultz, sent me an email yesterday, and he said, if you have a chance, go see Cirque Italia. He said he saw it there and it was great. He also said, don't pay for expensive seats because their arena is small. So wherever you sit, you're going to have a good show. But he warned you of something, Mike.
Yes.
He sent their music bed. They say they run a music bed through most of the show. He said it's a horrible earworm. So if you go, get used to this song. And it's called We Speak No Music. It's so good for you.
This is a solid upbeat song, though.
It is good.
Right?
We should do it the whole show.
Yeah.
Wow.
May just run this during the audio ball.
Cirque de la Mera.
But anyway, thumbs up. And I got actually thumbs up from many
different... So we're going to call our New Orleans show Cirque de la Mera.
I like that. It would be Cirque d'Omera.
Maybe we should come out at the live show in New Orleans and Cirque du Soleil.
Like the Great Walindas. I'll be on top.
Let's lower Pony on scarves.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
They just fell yesterday, Mike. Sure. They'll be all right.
He's okay. He's okay. But anyway,
right?
Mike.
Isn't it weird that he's okay, but his cousins that never get any airtime or are not doing so well?
But I mean, they're going to be okay, right? They're going to be okay, or are they seriously
only God
up?
Knows, Mike.
They said they're not. It's not life-threatening. That's what they said.
Serious condition.
There was one that was in serious condition. So, but
they fell 40 feet.
But Nick is okay.
I know. It's a scary biz. Rough. It's a scary business.
But anyway, get used to this music, Mike, because when you go, you're going to hear it a lot. But I got...
We showed Michael the video yesterday, and there's a fake dinosaur, you know, where the person's in the dinosaur suit. You've seen those before where they come out. He's kind of freaked out about it. We're still on the fence. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it 2:30 Saturday. We're not
okay. I got a lot of positive reviews from many different corners, so that's good. Did you watch the...
What's that? What was that? What?
When you tell people exactly where you're going to be, I just think of listeners and them going to the circus as well.
Come ahead.
Yes. Sit right
sit
next to Mike.
Sit next to me. Yeah. No problem at
Make
all.
His day. Yeah.
We've got a charity do.
You won't catch me doing that in New Orleans, pal. Don't worry about it.
Hey, we've got a charity do. Come ahead.
Charity do. Come ahead, please.
Did you watch the Young Harris basketball game yesterday?
The what?
Young Harris versus Montevallo. not exactly, you know, the cream of the crop in the NCAA. But I do love this. They
what
have
were
this,
the, is, are these colleges?
Young Harris College and Montevallo University, I believe.
Young Harris College.
Yes, it's named after Paul Harris, I believe.
I've never heard of that school in my life.
But the what happens is Young Harris, their announcer was covering the game. This was on SportsCenter. Mm-hmm. And he was very, very excited when they tied up the game with 0.4 seconds left. They would go on to lose in overtime. So all of this emotion was for naught. But for young sportscasters out there, remember, it's okay to get emotional.
Clayton State hosting North Georgia. Missed a free throw. We still got a chance at the buzzer. Yes! 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 Oh, my goodness! Yes! 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 Forgive me, Lord. I counted my chickens before they hatched. We knocked down a three-pointer. It is tied.
Wow.
6 seconds when he nailed it. People were already leaving the building. They're coming back
the building.
In.
Harris lost.
That is emotion
in overtime
that I would love to hear in the pros.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, I was counting my chickens. I live in a neighborhood where some people were looking for houses, and they left and called the homeowners association because I put my flag out in front of my garage. God dang it. Screw them.
The forgive me, Lord, was nice. That
I
was
like that. Yeah. The way he invokes religion. Yeah.
Forgive me, Lord.
Okay, let's say you're trying to park. You live in Rhode Island. You're trying to park your car, and there is a spot, but you're not allowed to park there till after 10 p.m. Okay,
right.
You get a ticket. The ticket is actually stamped, the time code, 95940.
Oh, jeez.
So the lady contesting it, and let's see if you like the way the judge handles it. His name is Judge Frank Caprio.
Sarah, you have one ticket on Cushing Street, no parking, 8 to 10.
Correct.
Now, you were there at, oh, no.
Not the 1 minute. I literally pulled up at 9:58.
Ticket was issued at 9:59.
Here's right.
9:59 and 58 seconds. And you can't park there until 10 o'clock. And you violated the city ordinances.
I did.
These are the city ordinances, Inspector Quinn, that she violated.
That point two will get you every time, Judge.
And our parking enforcement officers are second to none in the country. So what do you want to tell me about this? Taking the wrong path in life.
My car clock's at 10.
Oh, now you're blaming the car clock. Oh, see?
I'm sorry, Judge.
She's blaming the clock on her car.
God.
Inspector Quinn, what does justice demand in this case? Is this jail?
10 o'clock means 10 o'clock, Judge.
10 o'clock
My
means 10 o'clock?
My father told me that growing up.
Yeah. I think 9:59 is close enough to 10. Matt is dismissed.
She did not have to pay. I think that's great. But
great
I love
job.
That
that's
the judge awesome. Stretched it out like that.
That's
Does
awesome,
it mean jail man. For her car?
Right, right. You know, the judge down here is one of my best buddies. He absolutely is. And he's just so... The thing about it, the word judge, always an opinion. On
oh, yeah.
And
oh,
that's
yeah.
my kind of guy. Mm. I like it because it takes the heat off me.
Now, let us close with this. I love talking dogs. This is not, however, normally when a dog talks, it's a husky. Huskies are a really vocal breed. This looks like a lab mix. It's a white lab mix. And all the owner does is goes up and looks to it and says, blah, blah, blah. That's all they do. They go up to the dog and they say, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah.
Okay, this is great. Say hello? Can you say hello?
And what you can't see because it's just audio is at the end of the tape, they threw a bag of dog poop on their roof.
There you go. That's it.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 2-0-0-7 through Twitter. If you want to send a birthday or a message for our weekly mailbag, it's Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. He'd love to hear from you. Usually about 2 a.m. he likes to get
up. Later the better.
Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long. Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Call 877-54. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.